From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Risk Management Agency announced changes to the Livestock Gross Margin Insurance Program for cattle and swine beginning in the 2021 crop year. Changes include adding premium subsidies to assist producers, specifically those based on the deductibles selected by the producer. For LGM swine, the subsidy will range from 18% with zero deductible up to 50% with a deductible of $12 or greater. New features on the USDA's Farmers.gov website are designed to help facilitate employment of H-2A workers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the USDA's goal is to help farmers navigate the complex H-2A program that is administered by the Department of Labor, Department of Homeland Security, and the State Department, so hiring a farm worker is an easier process. He says we will continue working to streamline the process to better serve our customers across the country. China has officially rejected U.S. claims it has failed to comply with the 2019 World Trade Organization ruling against China's price supports for its wheat and rice farmers. Subsidies U.S. farmers say hurt international trade. The U.S. recently requested WTO authorization to hit China with countermeasures worth $1.3 billion, and China railed against the request during last week's meeting of the WTO's dispute settlement body. It's still unclear whether or not the WTO would agree China is not complying with the original ruling. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.